Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson. You at UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I didn't only have the pleasure of seeing the movie Our Friends, and I totally support it. This is promotional use only for you guys to go out and see this film. I had the pleasure of being part of a Q&A with Casey Affleck and Matthew Teague. And so I'm going to read the questions from that Q&A. This is pre-recorded, so I'm going to read the questions and you're going to hear from Matt and Casey on their reflections of creating this film. And it's a wonderful film. And like I said, go see it. And if you have a bestie, go see it with your best friend. And if you don't have a best friend, once you see this, you're going to wish you had a best friend, because it's nothing like a best friend to get you through some of the toughest times in life. So this first question goes to Matt, and it's, what was it like bringing your life to film?
Well, it was cathartic. Honestly, a visual medium is a powerful thing. It's different from anything that I've done before, and it's potent in a way that print is different. And so when I was watching Casey having difficult talks with the young actors who play my daughters, I found myself swept up and emotional, reliving these moments from my own life, as though they were afresh. And it was difficult. I mean, I was openly weeping on the set, probably to the frustration of some of the people making the movie. But it was so powerful. And I trust that it will come through, hopefully, for people who watch.
This question is for Casey. What was it like to play Matthew?
You know, every time I do a movie that I'm really excited about and has this kind of message that I believe in and feel like I can stand by and I want to bring into the world, I feel really, really lucky. And this is one of those, starting with the people who were involved. You know, Matt told the story perfectly in his article in the magazine, and then our director, Gabriella, told the story again so beautifully in her movie. And so I felt like I was sort of just there to help do some of the heavy lifting to get it onto the screen. And it was an honor. I mean, and I got to know Matt sort of over the course of making the movie, but I didn't know him beforehand, and I didn't know anything about the story. So it was a bit of a it was a learning curve there, and although I said to Matt, I think I said to him, he can tell me if I'm misremembering, but I said, I'm really, don't expect to see this movie and feel like, you know, I have captured who you are perfectly. I'm just sort of going to do my best to serve the movie, and I think the movie is just trying to capture the spirit of the story, sort of what was important about it, and what all of the people involved in telling this story in the movie, sort of what's important to them about it, what are the values that they are hoping to sort of express through the movie and bring to the world. And so in some sense, I never felt burdened with the obligation of trying to, you know, be everything that Matt is, or to do a perfect reenactment of those events, because that would have been impossible. But I did feel the gratitude of being able to just be a part of it all.
This question is for Casey. Speaking of the values of the films, friendship and supporting those you love are a huge important theme in the movie. How would you describe Matt and Dane's friendship, and what can we learn from their friendship?
You know, it's always, I feel like a good movie is always really hard to distill down to one message. That's why if it was possible, then you just sort of write down that message and send it around to everyone you know, and you wouldn't have to make a movie. But the thing about a movie is it sort of stirs, you know, feelings and it provokes thoughts that aren't so easily answered, but sort of fill you up a little bit anyway. I guess that said, I can try to distill what was so important about their friendship and the story to me, which was that I, you know, someone else had said somewhere at some point, I don't know who, that a really good friend is somebody who shows up when you need them, even when it's the last place in the world they want to be. And That's what it felt like when I read the script, is that here was a character, Matt's friend Dane, who had a lot going on in their own, wasn't in a good place in his own life, it seemed. But when, as Matt and Nicole and his family sort of think their life came to crisis, the crisis point, you know, Dane dropped everything and he showed up. And he just, I think he discovered, at least in the story, because I don't know the real man, Dane, but, it, you know, in the story, and I believe Matt's telling of it, he discovers that, you know, by being of service to this family, by showing up selflessly and completely for Matt and Nicole and the kids, he sort of saves himself. And, you know, he really needed a friend in his life, and he found that friend by being such a good friend to someone else. And I just love that, you know, just simply I sort of thought, like, well, movies can have a lot of flaws, and you never know how they're going to turn out. And I thought I was going to be in a few movies that were going to be great, and they really turned out to be stinkers, so you never know. But if this movie can communicate that message about friendship, then no matter how it turns out, it's something that I'll be proud of.
This question is for Matt. You and Dane are still close friends. What do you appreciate most about your friendship?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. But I think the central aspect is that it's a choice. And what I mean is, one of my favorite writers, and I'm sure a lot of people listening may feel the same, is C.S. Lewis. I'm a much more famous essayist on friendship. In The Four Loves, he wrote about friendship. And he said, friendship, among all the different kinds of love, friendship is the least intuitive. And I thought a lot about why, you know, what did he mean by that? And I think it's that among all our closest relationships, friendship is the only one that isn't driven by a biological imperative. You know, the love between a parent and child, or the love between mates, it's sort of shaped and driven a lot of ways by that sort of never-ending flow of human DNA. But friendship is just a choice. You're just going down the road through your life, and you come alongside somebody, and you say, hey, I'm just going to, with no real benefit to myself, I'm just going to love you. And that's the way it was with Dane. And the greatest expression of that is sacrificial friendship, sacrificial love. And that sort of speaks to something in me that's my Christian belief, is that that's what's at the heart of Christianity. Is that as Dane was a sacrificial friend, the greatest of all sacrificial friends is Christ. If you're a Christian, that's what you believe. And so for me, it was very, it meant the world to me. And so I just wanted to honor Dane by telling the story.
This question is for Casey. The film tackles all the complexities of relationships, being a good parent, being a good friend, being a good partner. How important was it for you to show all these through this role?
Well, that's a good question. I think that the story does a lot of work for the actor, if you'll let it. And the script sort of said a lot of the things that you're asking about just on its own. So I didn't feel like I had to, it was my job to tell all that, but I do think that it says quite a bit about not just sort of friendship, but love and the commitment of marriage and being a parent. I've got two kids. I know a bit about that. The most important role in my life is being a dad. So, you know, no matter what the version of this movie was going to be, I knew that in the playing the part of Matt, that was going to be important to me in those scenes with those two little girls. That meant a lot to me. And, you know, I'll just say, I know that Matt said that Dane was sort of the hero of this movie. And I also, you know, over the course of doing it, it became really clear to me just how much Nicole was the hero. I really think that she was heroic in how she dealt with,
yes,
her own disease and with the kids, and how she showed up for other people when she was the one who could have used a hand. I remember when my grandfather was passing, and I was with him, and people came to say goodbye to him. He's very old, and but he was still there, and I remember everyone, he was a very loved guy, and a lot of people, and one by one people would come, and they would crumble into tears, and he was always there on his, weak and frail and very near the end. He was on his deathbed, and he was the one who encouraged them and comforted them. And when I was expecting sort of the opposite would have been true. And I think that is the strength and wisdom of a, 92-year-old man who with a great big heart. And I think Nicole had that strength and wisdom at only, half the age of him. And so I think she was really, to me, by the end of the movie, I felt like, it was wonderful what Dane did. And it's a great example of putting all your own stuff aside and showing up for other people. But, man, it was by all accounts, it seemed like Nicole was really a very, very strong person.
This question is for both. We're living in a pandemic, and many have experienced loss this year. Why is Our Friends the type of film we should all watch?
Well, part of me thinks that the answer to that is just it kind of answers itself. I mean, it's been a real hard time, not just with the pandemic, but just it's been a lot going on, and there's been a feeling of animosity and conflict, and it feels like we aren't really sure how to resolve conflict, and that we would rather be sort of turn against one another than sort of try to see the best in other people. And I think that this movie is just we started the movie ages before so much that happened this year, it's just sort of luck, but it seems like it is a great response to that. It's just if only just a reminder of how no matter how dark things get, it really life does get a little bit easier and bearable when we're sort of show up for one another, and just a reminder that we can do that, and just how much it transforms everybody involved when we choose to behave that way instead of in other ways. But probably Matt will give you a better answer. Matt, shoot.
I doubt it. I would just say my hope, having been in it, facing loss, my hope is that at least for a couple of hours, people might feel a little less lonely, that they might see something honest and true about that, and that they might feel some kinship with it, and that it might inspire some other people to go be that friend that people need. There is a great deal of loss. It doesn't have to be cancer. It could be the loss of employment, the loss of familial relationships through conflict, or it could be through COVID. It could be through any number of things. So that's what I hope. It's just a little bit of solace for people.
All right. So you heard from Casey and Matt about the film Our Friends. There was so much more that went on that night, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of encouragement and some behind the scenes regarding the film Our Friends. I really want everyone to go see it. I want to say thank you to Our Friends for inviting Urban Buzz Mag out for the Q&A. We appreciate that, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we promote it and encourage our listeners and our fans to go out and support this film. So salute to all the cast and creators of the film. And Matt, my goodness, boy, you are a trooper. You hear me? So listen, this is what we say. We are where key players speak, and once a key player, always a key player. So to all the cast and crew of Our Friends, salute.